it's the chicks here, Muck and Daisy, coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when, like, I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50, and all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
All, I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember, yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
it too. Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today. Good morning, good morning, good
morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
I have a testimonial from Christina Micciarelli from San Antonio. She wrote, "You guys!" That's how she started her email.
I love it.
She said, "I bought a pair of pink MyPillow moccasins in late April. I did not know they had pink, and what am I even doing with my life that I don't have a pair of those?" She said, "They arrived on Mother's Day. I love them so much, I hate to take them off. I get up in the morning, I put them on until I have to go to work. And as soon as I get home from work, I put them back on. I decided to buy a black pair to wear to work since using the code CHICKS makes it such a great deal. Now I will never have to take them off." Oh, and the code CHICKS works on everything, she said. And she's right.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love that. So it works on dog beds, it works on robes, it works on everything, you guys. So you have to try it.
You have to try it. And right now it's working on the actual MyPillow pillows. So for a queen is just $29.98 with that code. King size is just $5 more. So if you call 1-800-875-0513 or go to MyPillow.com and make sure to use the code you get all the discounts. You get all the discounts, you guys. All of them. All of them. Okay, so did you hear how racist Joe Biden is once again?
I mean, he's racist all the time. Like, all the time. We knew this before.
The right is calling him out on this, obviously. But what if you are a black person and you hear him say, if you don't know who you're voting for, you ain't black. If you hear him say all these kinds of things, what is even wrong with you that you're allowing yourself to be looked at and disregarded and condescended to in this fashion? I don't understand it.
I don't understand it either. It's like this crazy rationalization, right? It's like, you know, when he said that Obama was clean and articulate. You know, all the things that he said like five or six different things out loud, let alone the stuff that he probably says in private. You know, God only knows what he says to people that we've not heard, that it's not slipped out of his face or that the media hasn't allowed us to hear. Right. That he said that has been completely and blatantly racist. So, I mean, you think that black people at this point would be like, this guy is a douche.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a rationalization. Like they've been fed so much garbage by the media. They've been fed this thing that Trump's the racist one, right? Trump is. It's right wingers are, not left wingers. Mm-hmm. It's right wingers. So Joe Biden can't possibly be racist because he has a D next to his name. He can't be. He just can't be. You know, kind of like the guy in Virginia, the governor of Virginia, who does all the things and says all the things. It's like,
right. And he's still there.
He's still there. Yeah. It's like, I mean, they rationalize, they just do it. And they say the lies to each other. And then eventually the lies become truths in their head. And I feel sorry for these people.
Like, I know. I will never understand it. Well, he's done it again. It's just truly amazing how racist, like how blatantly racist,
right,
and how little he thinks of black people and their own capabilities he is. So it's a 29-second clip. Here it is.
Young Black entrepreneurs are just as capable of succeeding given the chance as white entrepreneurs are. But they don't have lawyers. They don't have, they don't have a
conference. Oh my God.
But they have great ideas. Does anyone doubt this whole nation would be better off from the investments those people make? And I promise you, that's why I set up this National Small Business Administration that's much broader.
Okay, so they're just as capable of succeeding, but they don't have accountants and lawyers, you guys. Black people don't know how to find accountants and lawyers.
No. I mean, they don't know how to use the computer either, right? I mean, wasn't that something that he said? Didn't he say that like about a year ago? I swear I remember him saying something about him, like them not being able to use the computer or not being
Was it internet access maybe?
Internet. They couldn't use the internet. And I had fights with family members about this. I put that on my Facebook wall. And I'm like, this guy's a freaking idiot. And I had actual family members, liberal family members coming to me saying, but I mean, and rationalizing for him. And I'm just like, would you do that for Trump? If Trump said this garbage, would you rationalize would you do that? Because this guy is a freaking racist. That's what he is. And he's showing his true colors and you refuse to see it. You just won't do it. You want to be blinded by the fact that not only is he a racist, but he also has dementia. Oh, there's that.
There's that little detail as well.
Yeah, there's that too. Mm-hmm.
Well, and you know, it's like he's also forgetting about the fact that there are lots of black accountants and black lawyers who are probably like, hey, not only do I have one, I am one.
Right. It's like, don't be ridiculous, Blondie. Don't be ridiculous. I mean... It's
holy cow.
Yeah.
He says things and there's just so little accountability. I just don't understand anyone who is black who continues to say, yeah, this guy totally represents me. Yeah. He thinks less of you than other white people. He thinks you are not as capable.
But this is that whole, you know, lowered expectations thing that Bush, wasn't it Bush that talked about this?
Not the original, but yeah, he said it too. Bigotry of low expectations.
Right, the soft bigotry of low expectations. It goes back to that, right? And it's like a I'm a white person and I know what's best for you and you guys can't do it like we can do it and you're not as smart as us and everything. And so that's literally what he's saying. That's how he's talking. He's saying that out loud to black people. It's like, and that's how critical race theory is. That's what it is. Critical race theory, the whole premise of it is, you know, you're lower than us. You know what I mean? Everything is dumbed down it's like, how can you not see that? How can black people not see how horrible it is?
Well, and it goes back to the whole idea. I mean, you know, this whole HR1 thing that they're trying to get passed on this whole voter thing. It all goes back to black people also don't have the ability to get ID. I mean, it's everything that Democrats espouse about ostensibly trying to help black people shows that they don't believe black people actually can do things. It's so super racist. Speaking of critical race theory, there is an amazing father-daughter video that's going viral right now that you've probably seen. But if you haven't, I'm going to share it because it's so absolutely precious. And they say it way better than I ever could. Take a listen to this.
Daddy teaches you can be anything in this world that you want to be, right? Don't daddy teach you that?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you're black or white or any color.
Doesn't matter if you're black, white, brown, yellow, right?
Black.
And how we treat people is based on who they are and not
and
what color
nice.
They are.
And if they're nice and smart.
See, this is how children think right here. Critical race theory wants to end that. Not with my children. It's not going to happen. My baby's going to know that no matter what she wants to be in life, all she has to do is work hard and she can become that.
Work hard. Even though you don't know anyone, you can make friends.
Oh my God, I love her.
Yeah, you can make friends, no matter what color they are. So we need to stop CRT, period, point blank. Children do not see skin color, man. They love everybody. If they're good people, they love them.
We pray for people that are hurt.
I just cannot. Are they the cutest?
I just love them so much. That is the sweetest. I know. Do you want to just eat her face up? Oh my God. I just love her.
I mean, and this again, whenever I see him on TikTok, whenever I see other Black content creators saying these kinds of things, I'm like, thank you. Thank you. Because it's not when white women, right? When white, right. like suburban women say these things, we're immediately painted as racist and we're not taken seriously.
Right.
So the more that people like him speak out, the better.
To be fair, I'm not in a suburb. I'm in a cabin right now with really bad internet, apparently.
Suburban and rural women. That's what I meant.
Thank you. Thank you. Suburban and very, very rural women. Exactly.
That's right. Oh, my God. Did you guys hear that there was another Russian hack and that this time it affected a fifth? It's taken down a fifth of meat production in the United States. That is a problem. Everybody should be concerned about this. First of all, you know why all these hacks are happening? Because people in Russia know that Biden is a weakling and right. that he is not going to do jack squat to fix this problem.
Right.
So yeah, Russia keeps hacking us. And this is why, you guys, you can't rely on your grocery store meat. You need to go to Omaha Steaks.
Plus it's really good. Plus it's fantastic. And it's great for gifts. I love it for something like Father's Day or Mother's Day or any other, like Christmas, any sort of holiday. It's fantastic. I've gotten it as a gift and it was like a slam dunk. I'm telling you this firsthand. Yeah.
Well, and we have a special. Right now,
yeah.
If you go to omahasteaks.com and put chicks in the search bar, it's right at the top of the page. As soon as you do that, you get taken to like a Chicks on the Right Omaha Steaks page. No joke, you guys. This is the real thing. And at the very top of that, you will see their Get Out and Grill assortment. This is a super special for Father's Day. And so if you get that, it comes with 20 entrees. You get like chicken breasts and butcher's cut strips and steak burgers and Franks and the apple tartlets and the fries. You get everything that you could need for an amazing meal. Plus, if you use that code in the search bar, chicks, you get 4 New York strip burgers for free with the Get Out and Grill package right now. And we want to hear your steak stories from Omaha Steaks. Omaha doesn't need to get hacked. They're not hacked. It's not Omaha Steaks that got hacked, you guys. That's why you got to get your Omaha Steaks. You just use Omaha Steaks and you'll be all set.
I love it. We want to hear your steak stories. Yes, we do.
I want to hear them.
We want to
send
hear
your steak stories. Send the entire story about like going to omahasteaks.com and putting chicks in the search bar and telling us about what you get, because I want to know all of it. I want to
and
know
send pictures
all of the
and send pictures of your steak stories.
Yes. Slam dunk for Father's Day, either for your husband or your actual dad or brother or just like your best guy friend, whoever. Just get all the steaks, you guys.
Garth said that I don't have to worry about the meat shortage since I have a cow. Yeah, but I'm not eating Gunner. I'm not eating
him. Yeah, you
him.
Can't
gonna,
eat him.
He's going to be a pet. So I actually will order Omaha Steaks because I'm not going to eat my cow. I'm not.
You can't eat him.
No, I'm going to love him. Love him, Garth.
But it doesn't stop her from eating other steak.
That's right.
So that's why it's she totally orders true. The Omaha Steaks, and that's why yeah. you should too.
Ones that are nameless and faceless to me.
Right.
The Biden border lies continue, and the left gets very ugly towards Israel. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, California Congressman Mike Garcia joins me to explain how the border crisis is spreading further into the country. And I expose widespread hatred Democrats have for Israel. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcast.
Oh my gosh, thank you, Andrea Gonzalez. She says, Omaha Steaks for the 4th of July, F Biden. Mm-hmm. That's right. And Laura McNaughton says, good morning, ladies. Mock, I'm your favorite EMDR victim, so you have a frame of reference. I love you, ladies, and listen every day. Get balls, people.
Balls. Balls, everybody.
She's hilarious. So she, remember when we talked about that whole EMDR? Who was it that was talking about EMDR?
You were doing the EMDR stuff.
Know, but we were mocking somebody. It was Prince Harry. It was Prince Harry. Remember?
Oh, that's right. Because he was doing the thing. And then people got mad at us. People got mad at us because we like made fun of that therapy. We got so many emails. People were so mad at us.
But yeah. Laura, man, she did not make. She tried EMDR and she thought it was a huge, big pile of bull crap. Now, other people, it works fine for other people. That's fine. But Laura was like, oh, my God, people just need to stop thinking that everything is a freaking trauma and just get a grip. Now, we're not I'm not like making.
We're not. Listen, we're not. Don't send us more emails. We can't.
Don't send us more emails. Oh my God.
Don't send us more emails. Okay, we get it. There's a lot of trauma.
But Prince Harry, I'm sorry. No, no,
no. Prince Harry is not traumatized. He's fine.
Ms. Becky says, wants me to tell you about China and the Texas electrical grid. I haven't wanted to tell you that story.
Listen, there's a lot of China stuff going on, you guys. It's not just China and you're going to tell me about the Texas electrical grid. There's also a new H1N3? What is the virus that they found? It's the new bird flu. They found a case of a human being transmitted the new bird flu. And you know, the officials, the federal officials are like, it's fine. There's nothing to worry about.
Chinese
it's fine.
Ones.
It's totally, yeah, they're like, it's fine. Everything's fine. Nothing to worry about. Nothing to see here.
It's just guy, you guys. What's the big deal?
It's just one guy getting the bird flu. There's no danger here. You know, you're not in danger, girl. It's fine. And I'm like, wait, didn't we hear this last year, a year and a half ago? Didn't we hear this? And now I'm just to the point where in Texas, I could take my mask off in a Walmart. And you're telling me this is a year and a half later. And you're telling me not to worry? No, I saw that story yesterday and I was like, GTFO, what am I seeing?
I know. It's madness. It's total madness.
Can China
but the story just- that... The story that we talked about on the Mock and Rob show yesterday that Becky is talking about, it is terrifying. So from the Epic Times, there's a guy that was interviewed, capital fund manager guy. There's a Chinese general, who has 6,000 communists reporting to him. Okay. Chinese military general who has bought 130,000 Texas acres that are right near a military installation, right near the border. And right near like this giant wind farm. And so the fear now is that this Chinese general who owns literally 200 square miles of your state wants to plug into your grid. And so it shouldn't just make Texas people bejiggity. It should make everybody in America bejiggity that Chinese people, Chinese military communists are buying up American land and it's somehow legal and allowed to happen.
Well, it's interesting. It's interesting that you say that because our rancher friends, the ones that we bought Gunner from, she was telling me the last time we were here, this is when we were here on spring break. She was telling me that there are no more like real distributors in the ranch world that are basically American. They're all Chinese. I mean, she's like, you would not believe how it's all Chinese run. Everything is Chinese run. People have no idea where their food comes from. Everybody just goes to the grocery store, eats their food. Nobody can. She goes, it is all Chinese. China has taken over the ranching industry. It is taken over. And she goes, and so that's why, like, I go and like, you want to buy meat locally from, you know, like small ranchers and stuff like that. It's hard to do that. I get it. But I mean,
just buy from Omaha Steaks because that's an American company, you guys.
Exactly. Or Omaha Steaks. Exactly. They are American. But so many of these like local ranchers are just like, we're getting pushed out by China.
What the hell?
Right. It's terrifying.
I'm completely freaked out. I freaked out on the air about this yesterday, and I was like, I haven't even told Daisy about it because I just can't.
Well, you said,
now Becky's like, you got to tell her.
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised by it. But I mean, what are you going to do when you have all these? I mean, like that's why when I look at like these celebrities who bow down to China, and they're just, I'm not surprised by this. I'm not surprised. It's like this.
I just feel like there should be some sort of legal mechanism by which foreign military generals cannot buy and own land in our country. Like that seems completely messed up to me. Like if you want to buy a mansion somewhere, whatever, that you can have a house. You don't get to have 200 square miles of United States state.
Well, that would take legislation, right, Mock? And we've got all these jackhats that are in, you know, Congress and the Senate right now who are passing legislation on stuff like gender pronouns.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's like, I mean, seriously, they're passing bullcrap legislation. They should be paying attention to stuff like this rather than, you know, looking for stuff where people's feels are hurt. I don't give a crap about your feels. You know, we've got like, this is the stuff that's important that we should be concerned about. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Oh my God. Well, and you know, obviously we all know from earlier this year that the Texas grid has some vulnerabilities. The last thing it needs is some Chinese military general plugging into it.
Right.
I mean, I'm completely freaked.
I guarantee you it's not just Texas. I mean,
it's not. We already have voicemails from people saying it's Idaho. It's like, it's right. All over the place.
It's not just Texas. I mean, you think that it's just here. It's not just here. It's everywhere.
But that's super strategic, right? Like that it's like 200 square miles on the border, next to wind farms, next to a military installation, next to a runway. Like All of it is so super sketch. It's
yeah. What are they planning? What are they doing? Yeah. And why are we just talking about this? It's like, we're just two chicks, like two moms with a podcast. You know what I mean? It's like, what in the hell? Like, why are we the ones talking about this? We're not elected officials. Like what are they doing? Like, these are the people who are paid 200 grand a year. They're the ones who should be, when I say they, I'm talking about our elected officials. They're the ones who make Mac Daddy bank. We're the ones paying them. Why aren't they talking about it? Why aren't they on TV talking about this right now? Why aren't they? We pay them. Shame on them.
I know. It's absolutely insane. And it's one of my new things that I'm paranoid about. You know how I've always been paranoid about the grid.
You know what? And here's the thing. It's our responsibility as American citizens to share this information. You know, talk about it, share it, put it on social media. Yeah. I mean,
thank God for the Epic Times, right? Because they're the ones that are getting these interviews out there. Wanted to make sure that we mentioned Fauci has a book deal, and he's also going to have a documentary about him on Disney. And there are not enough eye rolls. There are not enough.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding me with this. I did not know about this.
Nope. And you're going to love the title of his book. It's called Expect the Unexpected, 10 Lessons on Truth, Service, and the Way Forward.
Oh my God. I thought maybe it was just going to be called me, 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 me.
What a tone deaf blowhard that guy is. I just cannot.
And so are the publishers.
Yeah, exactly.
The publishers are tone deaf. What the hell? This guy's a complete liar.
Who's the book through? I'm trying to see who that is.
Oh my God.
Through.
I cannot.
Yeah, I can't see who.
Please tell me it's not Random House. Please tell me it's not Random House.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. They're the ones that took care of Cuomo.
God.
Yeah, I don't see the publisher.
And it's on Disney. It's on Disney.
Right. So it's a new, it's a Disney backed documentary. And so the details of Fauci's deal with the publisher have not been made public, so it's not clear how much he's going to be paid. I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know.
It's my God. What do you want to bet that Walt Disney is just rolling around in his grave? He's like, you know,
yeah,
I made this. Right. He's like, I made this place for, you know, kids to have fun. And now now I'm backing documentaries for this whack job.
What's
wrong?
Even happening?
Yeah.
I know.
My dogs are trying to get into this room. They're trying desperately to get into this room.
Let them in.
Let me see if I can let them in. Hold on a second.
Let them in.
Cash. Come here. Come here. Come say hi. Come say hi.
Hi, Cash.
Everybody say hi to Cash. There's Cash and there's Astrid. There's Astrid. They wanted to say hello. They were at the door. Oh, there's so much wagging. All right, everybody got to say hi to my crazy dog. Okay, she's barging in again.
You froze for me. Oh, there, now you're back.
Okay, all right. Okay. Yeah, there's way too many things in this tiny little cabin, and he's going to wreck things. Okay.
Oh my God.
All right. Okay.
I think they're borking the Wi-Fi.
Things are getting broken. Things are getting broken. Let's bring it in, everybody. Are we bringing it in?
Okay, bringing it in.
You guys have a fantastic Wednesday.
More people on the left want to decriminalize shoplifting, and the Wuhan lab theory is looking more plausible every day. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives and hopefully leave you laughing along the way. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.